Sungwoda's EV battery business kicks off IPO process in China. By CNEV Post. Chinese battery maker Sungwoda has officially started the process of listing its EV battery business, Sungwoda Electric Vehicle Battery Company Limited, in China, which would value it at tens of billions of yuan. Sungwoda EVB has filed an application for an initial public offering with China's securities regulator, the China Securities Regulatory Commission, and signed an IPO advisory agreement with CITIC Securities on October 15, according to a filing posted on the CSRC website yesterday. Sungwoda EVB was established in Shenzhen on October 29, 2014, and its controlling shareholder, Sungwoda, directly owns 39.69% of the shares, according to the filing, which did not disclose further information. On July 14, Shenzhen listed Sungwoda said it plans to spin off Sungwoda EVB and have it listed on the Qi Next stock market, China's Nasdaq-style board for growth enterprises. Sungwoda EVB last raised money in June, when 8 institutional investors contributed 1.65 billion Chinese yuan for a 4.64% stake in it. Sungwoda EVB was valued at 35.56 billion Chinese yuan at the time, surpassing parent company Sungwoda, which currently has a market capitalization of 31.8 billion Chinese yuan. Sungwoda's main business is consumer batteries, but its power battery business has grown rapidly in recent years. Sungwoda's revenue in 2022 was 52.2 billion Chinese yuan, up 39.63% year-on-year. Its power battery business generated revenue of 12.7 billion Chinese yuan in 2022, up 332.56% year-on-year, contributing 24% of its revenue. Its consumer battery business generated revenue of 32 billion Chinese yuan in 2022, up 18.65% year-on-year, contributing 61% of revenue. Sungwoda has become one of the largest power battery makers with 0.89 gigawatt hours installed in China in September, ranking 8th with a 2.43% share, according to China Automotive Battery Innovation Alliance. In the global market, Sungwoda's January to August installations were 4.7 gigawatt hours, ranking 10th with a 1.4% share, according to South Korean market researcher SNE Research.